How did I learn to carve so beautifully? Is that what you're asking me, child? How does anyone learn anything? I'll tell you how I learned. You know, I was apprenticed to my uncle Emily, a master carpenter here in Deir el Medina. Of course you do. I was just 12 when the old Pharaoh Seti died unexpectedly. We had 70 days to get the tomb ready. The masons were still tunneling the burial chamber. My father and brother were about to sketch the wall paintings. All 120 families of our village working towards one end. Every single craftsman. Plasterers, painters, carvers, masons, culinaries. Even the old men who could barely lift their tools anymore. Every day we rose before dawn. Made our long dusty climb from the village, up the ridge, and down into the parched valley where we worked till nightfall to build the finest tomb any ruler ever dreamt of. There was no time off and little sleep. I was sent to help in the Shapti workshop. They had to make more than 1,000 Shapti. I thought I'd be clearing sawdust, running for tools. Lakin lil'asaf, it didn't work out that way.
Hey, Shuhada, who did that?
It's Pipsqueak over there. He shouldn't be allowed a chisel, eh?
Clumsy nose.
He's lost his nose, yeah. He's lost his nose.
I hate them. They think I'm useless. Hello? Minis? It's EP. Minis! Not in his heart. Good. He'll be away on duty till midnight. No one will find me here. Who wants to be a carpenter? I want to paint tombs with father and Khofu. They say I was apprenticed to uncle because he had no son, but I know they think I'm too clumsy for painting just because I knocked over the paint pots. And what am I going to do with this mess? My first Shapti, and it is rubbish, ruined. I could sneak into the wood store, take another block, bury this one, burn it, start again. Yes, that's what I'll do. Aywa, bizzabt. But they saw, didn't they? Everyone saw. They'll have told my uncle by now. It was his fault anyway. Yesterday, he just throws me a block of juniper, dumps his second best chisel and mallet in my hand and leaves me to it. My first ever Shapti, and he walks off and the others just laughed. Actually, I was doing all right. I carved both hands holding the hose, the bag on his back for soil. By dusk, I finished the spell. It was a bit squeezed in. Some of the hieroglyphics aren't not as good as Ankin's, but they're all right, readable. towards his feet, I had to miss a few hours to get to the end, which is the important bit, isn't it? Because without that, the Shapti might not come to life and work for the Pharaoh. The part where it says, set his name, and at any time when called to work in the divine hereafter, always you shall answer, Anahena, look, here I am. That part's clear. Then this morning I start on the face. When my uncle thus faces, his mouth look as if they're going to sing. His eyes, you think they will wink at you. Everyone says his Shaptis will be the first to come to life in the field of the reeds. The lips and eyes on mine, I suppose they're not too bad, not even. But the nose, I start to shape mine. It is beaky, pointy, sharp. I grind it down with a stone. It's still huge, so I pick up the chisel and tap, gently tap, just once. Why did it happen? The whole of the nose tip flies across the workshop and straight to the lap of Panip. Panip, who thinks I'm a waste of space anyway. No wonder they laughed. Look at it. Stupid, happy, ugly, useless, like me. Oh no, uncle, hide.
Ippi, what are you doing under that bench?
Nothing.
That's what I thought. You are needed down at the workshop.
I am not going back.
Show me the Shapti. Get out of there now, Dilwati. Give me the Shapti, now.
It's rubbish.
You think, do you?
The nose.
Happens all the time. It's Al Nihana. We'll make a piece and stick it back on with resin.
Mend it. People will see. They'll know.
Maybe. But we've got bigger problems now than a Shapti with a broken nose. The foreman breathing down our necks for one.
I want it to be perfect.
That's really rubbish. It's your first attempt. You'll do it better next time.
I might not.
Then the time after that. Now run along. There's another block of juniper waiting for you on the bench. Back to the workshop. Yalla, yalla, yalla.
That's how I learned. And as for perfection, I've learned more about that too. Beauty is never about perfection. In fact, you know, I've learned it is the opposite. It is the imperfections that make something beautiful. And that's why my Shapti, my first Shapti, is beautiful. Just like yours will be when the time comes.